Talking Back to the Night by Steve Winwood falls from number 7 into the week's number 10 spot. He began his professional career with the Spencer Davis Group when he was only 15, and Steve recalls that there were a few problems playing the clubs because of his age.
I think the law, as the law stood, a minor could actually, I think above a certain age, was allowed to go into a pub as long as he didn't drink, and if he was accompanied by an adult. I believe the law went something like that, and I think the age was about 15 or 16. So, you know, by the time the Spencer Davis Group was going, I mean, that wasn't really a problem. I mean, before that, I used to run into problems like that.
Thank you.
Peter Gabriel, Shock the Monkey, from the country's number 9 LP this week, Security. All of the backing musicians on this LP are tops in their field, but Gabriel admits that playing ability wasn't the most important criteria in their selection.
With all the people that I work with, I think the way they are as people accounts for an awful lot, as far as I'm concerned. Same with the musicians. I say to them that really I like to use them, particularly because of their heads, not their fingers. You know, it's more important, I think, the way a person is and the way they think than their actual ability in certain techniques.
Peter Gabriel.
That any beer can get stale as it sits in your store. That's why Coors has the strictest policy to assure that it's always stocked fresh, so your last Coors tastes as fresh as your first.
Your last Coors tastes as fresh as your first. Taste first beer, fresh Coors after Coors. Coors is the beer made for the way you really like to drink beer.
Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Kenny Loggins recalls his days as an electric prune when the rock album Countdown continues. High Adventure by Kenny Loggins falls from number 6 into this week's number 8 position. Remember the Electric Prunes? They had a big hit in 67 with a song called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Well, Kenny Loggins remembers the Electric Prunes, but not too fondly.
A friend of mine named Jeremy Stewart called me one day and said, how would you like a quick gig? We're going to go out for a few weeks. You get to be in the Electric Prunes. And the money's good. And I said, well, do we have to do their material? And he said, no, most of their guys have quit. So we're going to do nothing but my material, Jeremy's material, which was never recorded. And I said, great, because I knew all of Jeremy's songs. So I said, great, let's go out and do that. We have to go on auditions and find a drummer. Well, we auditioned a bunch of guys for a couple of weeks, and then that management threatened to sue us if we didn't do the tour. We couldn't find a drummer who could learn Jeremy's material. It was kind of complicated. So we went out on the road because we were afraid of being sued. We went out on the road as the Electric Prunes, not doing any material of the Electric Prunes without a drummer. And the first place we played was in Montreal, Uncle Alfie's Lighthouse Carnival. And we started off with a full house. We went out and played Jeremy's material, and by the end of the evening, although I don't mean to be blaming on Jeremy because it was good material, but it very little rock and roll holds up without a drummer. And by the end of the evening, there was one person left in the audience applauding, and he was picked up and carried away in a white coat.
Someone will seem to have a knack that will turn you on and leave you flat. head and a new set of shocks. Took her down to the car wash, checked the plugs and points. Well, I'm going out tonight, I'm gonna rock a joint. Hurley, North Jersey, industrial skyline. I'm a horse that drove a jet creeping through the night time. Gotta find a gas station, gotta find a payphone that's turned back. Sure, it's spooky at night when you're all alone. Kinda hit the gas, baby, I'm running late. It's New Jersey in the morning like a lunar landscape. Baby, underneath the overpass, Twinsburg, it's a party light switch. Good night, good luck on to our ship. I met Wanda when she was employed behind the counter at the Route 60. Bob's big boy, fried chicken on the front seat. She sits in my lap, we're popping our fingers on a Texaco road map. I remember Wanda up the scrap metal hill with them big brown eyes that make your heart stand still.
Bruce Springsteen and Open All Night from the country's number 7 LP this week, Nebraska.
My heart was pounding and my mouth was dry. I was falling from a plane and wishing I could fly. I was windburned, sun-dried, and mighty thankful when that parachute laid me down. Bill laughed and said, have a Coors Light and welcome to the ground. I said, all you've got to offer is the taste of light beer to a man who's laid his life on the line. He said, hey, it's just like jumping, you might discover something. He was right, Coors Light tastes just fine. Coors Light, what a surprise, the surprise is how good it tastes.
The surprising taste of Coors Light comes from pure Rocky Mountain spring water and high country barley, and a way of brewing that squeezes a lot of the calories out, but leaves all the taste in.
Bill said, nice jump, buddy, bet you won't try it twice. I said, Bill, I'll bet you're right. You can do the falling out of airplanes, boy. I'll stay here and drink the Coors Light. Coors Light, what a surprise. The surprise is how good it tastes.
105 calories for 12 ounces. Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Steel Breeze talks about the rock and roll age limit, and we'll hear a cut from that group's latest LP when the rock album countdown continues. The debut album by Steel Breeze moves up from number 10 into this week's number 6 position. Like most groups, they spent a few years with no more than just local success, and guitarist Waylon Carpenter admits that they had some serious thoughts about their career direction.
You can't be a rock musician forever. It just doesn't work like that. I mean, you get old, your hair falls out. So I'd... yeah, oh, you lose your teeth by from funny photographers sometimes. But, no, we didn't want to go back to working 9-to-5 jobs. We just kept struggling at it, and, you know, it's like dream come true right now. Everything's running perfect. Couldn't be better.
flashing by. Electric land is in my. The other world is on the move, and everybody puts something to do. The news. Somebody out there is blowing a fuse. Crossing the scene, a man is dead. A 38 blew away his head. A jewel of lightning sets me back a pace. Feel like a visitor from outer space. Please excuse me if I don't quite understand.
Company, Electric Land, from the country's number 5 LP this week, Rough Diamonds.
Coors is the beer made for the way. you really like to drink beer. Your last Coors tastes as fresh as your first taste. First beer, fresh Coors after Coors. Coors is the beer made for the way you really like to drink beer.
Coors knows that pure water is one of the most important ingredients in providing fresh beer taste. That's why only Coors starts pure, stays pure, without chemically altered water, with no additives, no preservatives. So your last Coors tastes as fresh as your first.
Taste first, beer fresh, Coors after Coors. Coors is the beer made for the way you really like to drink beer.
Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Billy Squire explains why he's more of a reflection than a leader of his listeners, and we'll hear a cut from his latest LP when the rock album Countdown continues. Emotions in Motion by Billy Squire falls a notch into this week's number four position. He discusses his role as a songwriter.
But really what we're doing, we're not being brilliant. We're not thinking of things that no one's ever thought of. I think all we're doing is perhaps crystallizing, you know, sitting down, thinking about something and actualizing it in a certain finite space. And then other people, it sort of makes it easier for them perhaps to deal with an experience or with a similar experience themselves. But that's the way I look at myself anyway. I don't know how I don't talk to a lot of artists about why they do what they do or what place they think they have, but that's really the way I see myself, as almost more of an interpreter of what goes on around me.
Billy Squire. Coming up, we'll hear music by Don Henley from the country's number three LP this week, but first, here's Billy Squire.
Sacrifice. taking down names. Well, a top down, get around, shooting the line. Summer is here and Johnny's beating the band. But Johnny can't read. Summer is over and he's going to seize. You know that Johnny can't read. You never learn nothing that it ever needs. Well, Johnny can dance and Johnny can love. Johnny can push and Johnny can shove. Johnny can hang out, Johnny can talk tough. Johnny can get down and Johnny can throw up. But Johnny can't read. Summer is over and he's gone to feed. You know that Johnny can't read. Never learn nothing that he ever need. Well, is it teacher's fault?
Oh no.
Is it mommy's fault?
Oh no.
Is it society's fault? Later, Johnny's on the run. Johnny got confused and he bought himself a gun. Well, he went and did something that he shouldn't ought have done. FBI on his tail, use a gun, go to jail. But Johnny can't read. Summer is over and he's going to see. You know that Johnny can't read. He never learned nothing that he'll ever need. Well, is it teacher's fault?
Oh, no.
Is it mommy's fault? Johnny can talk tough. Johnny can get down and Johnny can throw up.
Johnny can't read. Johnny can't read.
Well, this is over. DNA, Johnny's mind is blown away. Cop shows horror flicks. Johnny's brain is full of bricks. Rock show video. New movie school. Sunday school. And brain gobble game. Rock on, rock on, rock on.
Don Henley and Johnny Can't Read from the country's number 3 LP this week, I Can't Stand It. Geddy Lee of Rush talks about life on the road when the rock album countdown continues. For the second week in a row, the Rush album Signals checks into the country's number 2 spot. The band spends about 6 months out of every year on the road, and bass player Geddy Lee says that for the most part, he enjoys it.
There comes a time in every tour where I want to leave and run away. Because when the novelty of the tour wears off, you know, about three quarters of the way through, when it wears off, it's a grind, and you face facts. You're working hard every day to, you know, to play well, you know. But I do generally like the lifestyle.
He's got a problem with his poisons, but
Rush and New World Man from the country's number two album this week, Signals. And that brings us to the country's number one album for the fifth week in a row, It's Hard by The Who. It's well known that their current tour will be their last, and bass player John Entwistle explains why.
Well, it's a shame, but I mean, it's always been a fact that if one of us doesn't want to tour, we don't tour. A lot of it in the past has been sort of due to Pete not wanting to tour because he wanted to be with his family. And now Roger has decided that he doesn't want to tour anymore because he wants to be with his family. So it's two against two. We're at a stalemate. I can't get what I want out of the studio. You know, I can get it out of a live show. That's it. I can't play bass as well in a studio as I can on stage. You know, it's just that little bit extra. Yeah. So I can't, I can't really see The Who carrying on that much longer if we stop the touring.
Athena. From the country's number one album again this week, It's Hard. And that about does it for this week's Coors Rock Album Countdown, brought to you by the Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado. Next week, same time, same station, we'll do another one for you. This special program was produced by Lindsay Guerrero with production and engineering by Fred Lindgren. The Rock Album Countdown is a presentation of Westwood One. Executive producer Norm Pattis. I'm Jeff Gelb.